We have chicken wings, cheese, chips, pizza, guacamole, all different kinds of snacks that Americans will eat this Sunday. And those are coming from farmers and ranchers across all of our 50 states and Puerto Rico. And so that's really helping show the diversity and strength of U.S. American ag.
That's Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham, who says Super Bowl Sunday is consistently one of the highest demand days for food across the U.S. But as folks come together to watch the big game, it's important to remember that farmers supplying the spread face rising production costs and tight margins.
A lot of farmers and ranchers across the system in the country are not making money. We can think about corn and wheat farmers who are projected to lose money per acre, and that continues across specialty crop growers like potatoes, tomatoes, avocados. And so all of this is really showing the financial strain on the farm economy.
Parham says something to keep in mind is that farmers receive only a small share of every food dollar spent at grocery stores.
They received about 15.9 cents for every dollar spent on food. The rest of that dollar spent went to things like marketing costs, processing, transportation. And so even though there's strong demand around the Super Bowl for US and ag products, not all of that is going to the farmers. And so financial pressure is continuing to build for farmers and ranchers across the country.
According to the National Chicken Council, Americans are projected to eat 1.48 billion chicken wings on Sunday. To put that in perspective, if you lay them end to end, they'd stretch roughly 27 times from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots play, to Lumen Field in Seattle, Washington, where the Seahawks play. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.